Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 49 of Just Jesus, the promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, The Glory of Jesus Shines Through. Bruce Barton once wrote, "The Transfiguration was a glimpse of Jesus' true glory, a special revelation of his divinity to Peter, James, and John. This was God's divine affirmation of everything Jesus had done and was about to do." Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. "And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, 'Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah.' He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, 'This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.' When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, 'Rise and have no fear.' And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, 'Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead.'" Matthew 17, 1 through 9, recounts the transfiguration of Jesus, a pivotal moment that underscores his divine nature and authority. In this passage, Jesus takes Peter, James, and John to a high mountain where his appearance is transformed. Bruce Barton describes this transfiguration as follows. The Greek word translated transfigured is metamorphoth, from which we get our word metamorphosis. The verb refers to an outward change that comes from within. Jesus's change was not a change merely in appearance. It was a complete change into another form. On earth, Jesus appeared as a man, a poor carpenter from Nazareth turned itinerant preacher. But at the transfiguration, Jesus' body was transformed into the glorious radiance he had before coming to earth. You can see John 17, verse 5, Philippians chapter 2, verse 6. He will also have this when he returns in glory to establish his kingdom, Revelation 1, 14 and 15. The glory of Jesus' deity came from within. It was inherent within him because he was divine, God's only Son. The glory shone out from him, and his clothes became dazzling white. His face shone like the sun, recalls Moses' experience recorded in Exodus 34, 29 through 35. The white was not of this earth. It was a white that no human had seen. These were the radiant robes of God, clothing white as snow. You can see Daniel 7, verse 9. The expression dazzling white suggests supreme glory, purity, and holiness. Mark and Luke also described how Jesus' clothes and face shone in Mark 9, verse 3, and Luke 9, 29. Peter, James, and John saw what Jesus will look like when he returns to bring his kingdom in Revelation chapter 1, verses 9 through 18. The physical transformation signified his glory and divinity, reinforcing that he is not merely a prophet or teacher, but the Son of God. The presence of Moses and Elijah highlights the continuity between the law, the prophets, and Jesus, indicating that he fulfills both of them. The voice of God, declaring Jesus as his beloved Son, further emphasizes his unique status and authority. This divine confirmation not only reassures the disciples about Jesus' mission, but also commands them to listen to him, signifying a shift in their understanding of authority and revelation. Finally, the command to keep this experience secret until after the resurrection reveals an essential theme of the passage. The understanding of Jesus' identity must wait until the full revelation of his purpose is complete through his death and resurrection. The transfiguration serves as a moment of divine affirmation, strengthening the disciples' faith as they face subsequent challenges. This moment of enlightenment is intended to prepare them for the trials ahead, helping them grasp the deeper meaning of Jesus' mission and ultimately their own roles in the unfolding story of salvation. Throughout this season of Epiphany, God has revealed himself repeatedly through his word. Throughout the Old Testament, God promised that a Messiah would come. The New Testament confirms that God, as always, fulfills his promises. The same God who manifested himself to others is still making himself known to us today. You can still find him continually through his word and the power of his Holy Spirit. May God grow you spiritually in this season of your life. As he manifests his presence, may you continually exalt him as King and Lord. As this happens, may others see the glow on your face that comes from encountering the glory of God. Some questions to consider. Why was it essential that Peter, James, and John witness this transfiguration moment of Jesus with Moses and Elijah? What spiritual truths can we gather from verse 8, where it says, "And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus"? And finally, what lessons have you learned in this season of Epiphany, and how do you plan on applying them to your spiritual journey with Jesus? Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great day.